A small number of protesters remain outside a hotel in Ross Grey in County Tipperary this morning in opposition to the decision to house asylum seekers there. Yesterday, there were angry scuffles between protesters and Gardaí as the new residents, mostly women and children, arrived at Racket Hall. This is the latest in a long series of such protests. Our reporter, Cian McCormack, is in Ross Grey this morning. Cian, what's happening there?
Well, the protest continues. I was at Racket Hall just before six this morning, Rachel. I saw maybe about five or six people at the gate of the hotel sitting around two fires. There was thick smoke in the air from those fires, and the people around them were sitting in chairs wrapped in sleeping bags because at that stage it was minus 4 degrees. Now, it was pretty dark when I was there, and I could see a couple of handwritten signs and a printed sign as well. The printed one read, "Ross Grey is full," and inside the grounds of the hotel, outside the front door of the hotel itself, there was a Garda van. So joining me now are independent County Councillor Shane Lee and Derek Russell, a local community activist with Ross Grey Stands Up. First, Councillor Lee, what are the protesters saying this morning?
Yes, first of all, just thank you for having me on your show here this morning. You're very welcome to Ross Grey. The message that I got both last night and this morning was that people are still opposed to what has happened here in Ross Grey, and they feel very annoyed for the incident that had took place here yesterday in Ross Grey. And I want to be just very, very clear to your listeners here this morning. As a local councillor in the Ross Grey area, what was witnessed yesterday was absolutely not what I represent in this town. I just felt that, you know, that it was a step too far by the Gardaí. I felt that...
What about the protesters?
Well, just to be clear on this first, because it seems to be coming across now in national media that it was all about the people of Ross Grey, which I absolutely and teetotally condemn. Okay, and I want to be very, very clear on that, because the people that has been with there since last Thursday are genuine families in this town with absolutely no agenda, only the community at their heart. People that would never have protested a day in their lives, and I also want to say that. And in fairness, since Thursday, the local Gardaí have been very interacted with the people that was out there. So what took place yesterday for me was very, very heavy-handed, and no need for that.
Well, let's talk about those scuffles, because there were women and children being brought into the safety of Rock at all, and they had to witness those scenes. So what kind of picture does that paint of the community here in Ross Grey?
Well, just first of all to say that we are all a part of a community and we all understand the way a community works. Now, as I said to you firsthand, that the local Garda station had been out there since Thursday and been very interactive with the people and very well received. There wasn't a bad word being mentioned by anybody. So there was no anger, there was no hatred, and there was none of that going on. So the point I would say to you in the first protocol that I would have done there, should have seen, was that someone should have went and spoken to the guys on the protest and told them exactly what was going on. But no, they came in, they blocked up the whole street, they barricaded the street, and they got the gander up on people. And I feel that there's absolutely no place for that in community. We're all told from time to time we have to act professional and be professional. But for me, that was not professional.
I mentioned a sign earlier on that I saw stating Ross Grey is full. Do you agree with that?
Well, we're using the word full. What I will say is, and we've been saying this from the outset, there has been lots of public meetings being called in Ross Grey, and I, as a local representative, have been getting it very hard in relation to, we said about fairness and balance. And in fairness, just for your listeners here this morning, that Ross Grey has two active sites currently going on in the town, with the Ukrainian family on the Convent Hill, which is housing up to 320 to 400 people. We also have the Sean Ross Abbey site in Sean Ross, that's housing up to international protection as well. So it's not as if this is the first rodeo in town. Like, in fairness, the town is playing its part, and that's the message that's been made very, very clear to me.
But that sign, Ross Grey is full, do you agree with the sentiment of that?
Well, sure, like, for anything, it's about balance. And, like, what we're trying to say is that the people of the town feel that we're catering for, and they have been very welcoming. And I also want to say that, so there's no thing going on there that we're not welcoming. We absolutely are, and they're being integrated into society. So people are saying the service are not there to back up the numbers that are coming, and that's been made very, very clear.
Councillor Lee, I'll come back to you in a moment. Derek Russell, you weren't at the protest at Racket Hall. You were at the protest here in the town at the weekend. But how do you feel about what happened yesterday?
Morning, King. Morning to your listeners. I echo some of the sentiments there, Councillor Lee, there. The whole thing from very start is that the interaction between the services of the state and the locals, there's no interaction. And I can see how people can get angered, you know, when they just get pushed to one side rather than a small bit of cooperation between both sides.
But how do you feel about what people witnessed there yesterday?
Look, it's not ideal, and there's no point in saying anything else, but there's two sides to everything.
Councillor Lee mentioned the lack of services here. Is there are there adequate services in the town?
Definitely not. Since before COVID, we've been short of doctors, and that's a long time ago now, and we've had such an influx of people into town now, and, you know, we still didn't get the doctors or the Gardaí. When I was 18, there was 28 guards in Ross Grey. I'm now 51 and there's 7 guards.
So you're saying there's not enough services here?
Definitely not.
But if you had the choice of maybe sleeping in a tent in freezing conditions like we have here this morning, I mentioned it's -4, or sleeping in a hotel in a community like this, which would you take?
Look, I'd take the hotel. There's no point in saying anything else. But I would also say that the whole system is wrong. It's wrong from the government side, the point of view as well. It's badly thought out. The way the government are managing this particular situation is, if you're a manager in a company, you'd be fired for the way the business has been done.
But there is a need to find accommodation for people.
There is a need, but there's also a need to come down, walk around the towns that are putting people in, to see what's there and what isn't there, replace the things that aren't there, but that's not been done.
Councillor Lee, which option would you take, a cold tent or accommodation in a hotel like Racket Hall?
Yes, but look, that goes without saying that we need to be very, very clear on that. But just to go back for 1 second, following on what Derek has said, like, unfortunately, we're now in a situation where we have these families that are fleeing war and are coming to leave from war-torn countries, and I understand that. I absolutely understand that. But just let's be very clear. I had met with the Minister and with the head of the department, a deputation that was organised by Deputy Michael Lowry. And, like, when Derek has mentioned about coming to the communities and see what's going on in the communities, when these people are now entering our country, basically, there's a price being put on their heads. That's what's happening here. There's a price being put on their heads. Business people are looking, standing back, and they're seeing, right, how do I make money? And that's exactly what this is down to. This is down to money, this is down to nothing else. There's absolutely has been no loyalty here to the people of Ross Grey by the business owners of the Racket Hall Hotel. The people of the town have kept that hotel going for many, 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 many years. They've come in and just... The whole point here is everyone is talking now about what's coming to town. But let's remember why we're here from the outset of all of this. They're removing an amenity and a service. The heart of any community that's in any town is a hotel. And what the government has done now, they've removed that from the people of Ross Grey. And that's what's creating the anger. And that's what's creating the hurt. And that's absolutely shameful on behalf of any government to come into any community and move an amenity like that or any service is absolutely shocking.
The Minister with responsibility for integration, Roderick O'Gorman, will be talking to us later more in Ireland. Briefly, what's your message to him?
But sure, the message is, I listened to an interview that took place and I understand that he's on. I had met with Roderick and I had an open discussion with him in front of community people that we brought to the Dáil on that day. That day of that meeting, the Minister stood up to me as an elected representative carrying back a message to people that I represent and gave us a commitment on that day that Ross Grey was capped and would get no more.
But what is your message to him this morning?
I'm calling on the Minister to come and meet the people of Ross Grey and explain exactly as to what he's doing. There's no point hiding behind media and saying this, that and but. That's not acceptable. That is just not acceptable.
Derek Russell, just finally, what would you say to the Minister?
I'd echo Shane Lee's comments there as well, that he needs to come down, and there's no use in sending his deputies or anything like that. He needs to come down and explain the way they're doing their business. And it'll also send out the correct signal then to the rest of Ireland that this is the way they're going to go about things. But at the moment, nobody knows what they're doing, and they're just landing in these people. You know, last Thursday at 4 o'clock, nobody knew what was going on. And the next thing, this news just broke. People were out working, people were in having their food and everything in the Racket Hall. A couple of hours later, the doors were closed.
Derek Russell and Councillor Shane Lee, thanks for joining us here in Ross Grey this morning. Rachel, it's back to you in Dublin.
Cian, thank you.